health officials are trying to figure out how a nurse caring for an Ebola patient in Dallas contracted the disease herself. They say the healthcare worker had extensive contact with Eric Thomas Duncan, who caught the disease in Liberia. Duncan died last week. NPR's Jeff Brady joins us now from Dallas. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention held a press conference just within the last hour. What did officials there say?
Well, CDC Director Tom Frieden says at some point there was a breach in protocol that resulted in this infection. He says the agency has talked with the healthcare worker, and Frieden says that she can't identify exactly when that breach might have happened. He says there will be a complete investigation and a review of infection control procedures at the hospital. Frieden says the public health community has decades of experience taking care of Ebola patients and without becoming infected themselves.
The care of Ebola can be done safely, but it's hard to do it safely. It requires meticulous and scrupulous attention to infection control, and even a single inadvertent, innocent slip can result in contamination.
We should say that the CDC still hasn't confirmed the Ebola infection in this healthcare worker. There was a preliminary test at a state lab, and the CDC expects to complete a second test to confirm that later today.
And what more have we learned this morning about this patient, the woman who was infected?
Dr. Frieden with the CDC says she had intensive contact with Thomas Eric Duncan before he died. We still don't know what exactly her job was. The CDC has interviewed her to find out who she might have had contact with since she started showing symptoms. Authorities say there's only one other person, and that person is under active monitoring now.
The hospital also held a press conference this morning. This is Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. What did officials there say?
This healthcare worker, she was part of a self-monitoring program, and she was taking her temperature twice a day. Dr. Dan Varga, he's the chief clinical officer for the company that runs Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. He says on Friday night, she detected a low-grade fever.
And as a result of that process, the caregiver notified the hospital of imminent arrival and was immediately admitted to the hospital's isolation room. The entire process, from the patient's self-monitoring to the admission into isolation, took less than 90 minutes.
Dr. Varga says the patient is stable, and now public health officials are stepping up monitoring of other healthcare workers. Instead of self-monitoring, epidemiologists will be doing that.
Jeff, we've heard so much about the steps that healthcare workers take to protect themselves. Did Dr. Varga describe how the health worker might have contracted this disease?
You know, not a lot of detail there, and this worker's requesting privacy, both for herself and for her family, and so they're reluctant to release a lot of details. I think we'll learn more later. Right now, all we know is that she had a lot of contact with Mr. Duncan, and it was during his second visit to the hospital. You'll remember that he was sent home from the emergency room at first. This was on the second visit when he came back when his illness worsened.
That's NPR's Jeff Brady in Dallas. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.